desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Had written on the board, ride the fence line. I don't know how many of you all have ridden the fence line. Justin's nodding his head over there. I have not. I have read about riding the fence line. And I've done some similar activities. Burden the Lord gave me just very clearly to share with you this morning is I'd like you to ride the spiritual fence line for just a little bit. Now that is not, when sometimes people say, well, they're riding the fence, they're talking about sitting on the fence. The Lord does not want us to sit on the fence. In other words, we need to make a clear decision one way or another. If sometimes people that are undecided have some similar terminology, you know, I'm riding the fence or sitting on the fence, we have to make a clear decision to serve the Lord. And indecision is a decision in and of itself. But that's a different message. Riding the fence means, riding the fence line, put that line on there for clarity this morning, means that you're walking or riding your horse or your four-wheeler or whatever you have, you're going along the fence looking for places the fence has been broken down. Looking for places that the fence is broken or where there's a problem with the fence, because broken fences cause a lot of problems for farmers and ranchers. The purpose of a fence is to protect. The purpose of a fence is to guard. And a broken fence, just thinking about cows for a moment, and I know it applies to chickens and other animal, dogs, everything else, but the purpose is to keep the cows in a safe place. Keep them protected. Keep them in a place that they're taken care of. There's food, there's water, they're taken care of, because on the other side of the fence there are dangers. This summer, we were pulling in somewhere in Oregon, and all of a sudden there was a thump. And I said, what was that? And all of a sudden we heard some hollers and screams, and there was a lot of drama carrying on. We hit a dog. And I never saw it. It was a little dog, and the neighbors had let the dog out. It wasn't my fault. They had let it out and it went running across a parking lot underneath my tire. I never even saw the thing. And it didn't kill it, at least for the moment, because they were out running around the neighborhood trying to find the dog. Well, if they would have kept the dog in the fence would still be alive. And I know there's many stories. I believe some right here I've heard in the congregation. Horses, cows, getting out of the fence, and they got hit. If the horse or the cow would have only known, stay inside the fence. And so then what farmers, ranchers do is, from time to time, they have someone ride the fence line. Just go along and inspect the fence to be sure that it is secure and there's no holes there, because we want to protect what is inside. Well, when you find a hole in the fence, you need to repair it. Spiritually, folks, I want to just encourage us. The messages the Lord has given today, both this morning and afternoon, they're simple, easy to understand messages. But I want us to encourage us this morning to, spiritually, we need to ride the fence line. And just take a few moments, and it's not my job to ride your fence line. Now, I'm going to address the ministry as well. I do have a little bit of a job there as well. But when it comes down to it, it is our personal responsibility to examine our life and say, is everything in order in my life? The things that God, the convictions that God has given to me, the things of truth from His Word, am I living like the Bible teaches? Or have there been some areas that maybe there's a breach in the fence? Maybe there's an area that through carelessness or through neglect, the fence or the wall has gotten broken down a little bit. Not a time to be discouraged, but a time to say there's a place that needs repair in my life. And before I lose my soul or before the enemy comes in and wreaks havoc in my spiritual soul, I want to repair the fence. I want to repair it to protect what God has given to me. Over in the book of Proverbs, in the 24th chapter, in the 30th verse, Solomon was speaking. He said, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Now, folks, Lord, help us not to be ignorant today. This does not have to do with how many abbreviations you have behind your name. This doesn't have to do with how educated you are. This has to do, folks, with spiritual wisdom. And he said, I went by the man that was slothful or had been lazy, had been careless, and by the man that was void of understanding. Folks, Lord, give us spiritual understanding this morning. He said, he looked on the field. He said, lo, it was grown over with thorns. And nettles covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. Do you know what happens when the wall gets broken down? It allows wild animals to come in and eat of the good plants that are harvested. Some of you will have gardens here. I don't know if you have a fence around it, but do you know that the animals, when they come into the garden and they'll eat? If you fence it, you're trying to keep the wild animals out. You're trying to keep them out. Do you know, spiritually speaking, we need to put a fence around the things God has given to us. I have something wonderful this morning in the Lord to protect from the enemy. And you may look on my life and say, Brother Michael, you don't have to be that careful. It's okay to do that. Folks, maybe I could do it and still be saved. But if I lose in the long run, I want to put a fence around what God has given to me. Because we have something wonderful in the Lord. And I don't want to allow the world to steal from me this morning the joy and the freedom and the victory that God has given to me. So there may be some moments of pleasure out in the world, but folks, I'm not willing to trade an eternity of pleasure with God and the blessings of the Lord in this life for just a few momentary pleasures out in the world. I don't want to be void of understanding. So he looked on the field and he saw the wall was broken down. Do you know that a fence or a wall takes maintenance? It takes time. It takes maintenance. And if you build a fence, and I built fence before, I have done that. I've built fence before. And do you know that when you do it right, it'll stand a whole lot longer than someone that doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't want to take the time to do it right? Do you know and I'm someone, and this is just a personal thing, not everybody's the same way, I would rather not have something than get the cheap thing that's going to end up breaking. I'd rather just wait, spend the extra dollar and get something that's going to work. Get something that's going to last a while, or I'd rather just wait until I can get what's right. Sometimes, folks, people try to cut corners. Building a fence, you don't put in the proper post. You don't get them deep enough. You don't get the concrete in there. You don't put your extra support post. Your fence is going to sag, and it's not going to last very long. Spiritually speaking, folks, too many people are trying to make shortcuts and say, I want to serve the Lord and I want the blessings, but there's some other things I'm not willing to pay the price. Folks, there's going to be a consequence to that. It would be better to put the fence in right and then ride the fence. If you see a problem, fix it. You know, it's the same way with our homes. I found that after you've had a house about 10 years, and that's about how old our house is, by the way, a little older, 10, 11 years old, things start needing repair. It's like, wow, I wish we just had a new house but it takes something. I've been in hotels. I look at it and think, why aren't they fixing things? And they wait till it's in a dilapidated condition. You don't have to wait till your house is falling down over your head. Spiritually, we need to ride the fence line. And if you see a problem, don't say, oh, well, we just need to replace it all. Fix the fence. You know, run a new wire if you have to. Put in another post. Reset the post. Spiritually, there are times in life that there's going to get some weaknesses in our life spiritually. And if we can't acknowledge that, it just means we're too proud or self-righteous. Because the reality is, spiritually, that through time and through life, there's things that happen that sometimes we just get a little careless, or we get too busy in life, and we get a little bit lean somewhere in our soul. And so we need to ride the spiritual fence line and take stock of our life and say, you know what, I haven't been as diligent right here. Don't be discouraged by it. Step up and take care of it. Lord, I need to do a little better here. Lord, I've allowed some things in my life that I know you dealt with me about, and I've just let them kind of creep back in. Lord, I see that. I recognize it this morning. I want to take care of that. Don't be discouraged. Don't say, well, I just can't live victoriously. You can live victoriously this morning. All of you can. We can make it this morning, but we have to have some maintenance. Well, if you never change the oil in your car, you're going to have a problem down the road. Preventative maintenance. Change the spark plugs when they need to be changed. Change your oil. Change the fluids. Your engine will last a lot longer. Spiritually speaking, folks, ride the fence line this morning. Just take a little journey around your life and do some self-examination. And if you see a place that there's been a breach in the wall, don't wait till the whole wall comes tumbling down, but say, you know what, a stone fell out of the wall. You can repair it without too much problem, can't you? But if you wait through time, the whole thing's going to collapse. Now you've got a major job on your hands. Spiritually, we need to take care of the little things. Well, I need to staple up the wire. Staple popped out. Well, now the fence line, it's sagging a little bit. Just staple it back up. But the longer you wait, the more pressure it puts on other staples, so pretty soon your fence is going to be down. Spiritually speaking, it's the same way, folks. Fences were not meant to keep us from enjoying life. They were meant to protect us so we could enjoy the richness of the blessings of God. Well, he went on to say, then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. One that travels and isn't taking care of the field. Folks, if we don't take care of the field and we're out traveling and doing this and doing that, not taking care of our soul, that's when the thorns start growing in. And so he received instruction. Folks, think about Solomon. And we won't take the time to read it, but over in 1 Kings chapter 11, a wonderful example of someone that had wisdom, but was oh so foolish. He married women of other nations. It was politically expedient. I'll make a league, I'll marry the daughter of the Pharaoh in Egypt, so then we'll get along, we won't be fighting, because his daughter's my wife. And so then I'll marry this daughter over here. Politically, you could say it made sense in the things of this life. But folks, God said don't do it. And folks, when God says don't do it, there's a reason for it. I'm not smarter than God this morning. I'm not smarter than His Word. And in my mind, if I think, well, I think in this situation it's okay, it's not. So then I want to look. God has placed some posts in our life. Do you know that? Sometimes He depends on you to string the wire. But He's put some posts in our life. Well, Solomon in his old age, it said, his heart was turned away from God. And do you remember the reason why? Because of his wives. In his old age. It was because of his wives in his old age. And it was because his thinking was in conflict with what God had told him to do. And I just wonder, what would have happened if Solomon would have ridden the fence line and just taken stock and said, okay, Lord, what are the commandments you gave to me and what are the decisions I make in my life? Oh, Lord, I see you put a post right here. So, Lord, I want to obey and I want to do what you want me to do here. Do you know that he could have made it? But as far as we know, Solomon never made his peace with God because of influence. So as you ride your fence line this morning, consider the influences that are on your life. Consider the things that you've opened yourself to. Consider the activities, the things you're doing, places you're going. Consider the attitudes that you have. Do you know sometimes the Lord comes along and checks us a little bit and says, you know what? I know the fence post says forgive and this one is love, and you know, things are a little bit, little lacking right here. So I say, well, Lord, I recognize that. So Lord, would you help me to, would you fine tune my attitude a little bit? You ever heard of someone that needed an attitude adjustment? Sometimes with children, you say they need an attitude adjustment. Do you know sometimes serving the Lord, we need attitude adjustments? But no one else can do it for us. We have to ride the fence line and say, Lord, how am I doing? How are my attitudes? How's my perspective? The things I'm doing, how am I doing? Well, Solomon's heart was turned away because of his wives, but I know it didn't have to be that way. Something else about the fence line. I haven't had a lot of time to take care of my yard for quite a while, it seems like. And I noticed the other day there was a problem on the fence line. There were weeds growing up. And I have a few weeds in the yard too. I try to keep them out. But do you know where the weeds are coming from? They're coming from my neighbors. I wish they'd take care of their yards. But I have a fence. But do you know the water drains down from my neighbors and it drains under the fence into my yard? And so all along the fence line, there were weeds growing up from my neighbors. They got under the fence. So what I had to do is get something and go spray the fence line to kill the weeds out, because I don't want them putting their seed in the middle of my yard. Do you know this is where the battle is on the fence line? Alright? This is where our battle is. And you could say, well, Michael, why don't you just move your fence? Because, I mean, if the weeds are right here, then move your fence a little further in. Now think that one through. Does that make a lot of sense? I am clear in my mind when I said that. I know what I'm bringing out. What that would be doing is, number one, I would be losing some of my property. Okay? I'd be losing my property, and then the weeds would just get a little bit further, and then I have to fight weeds along the new fence line. Spiritually speaking, there are too many people that think they can move the fence line and be okay. But you're losing ground to the devil. You're losing ground to the world. You're losing ground to the enemy. Hold on to what God has given you, but don't be discouraged when you've got some battles on the fence line. Folks, we're going to have battles whether you are, I'm going to use these two hot button words, whether you are liberal or conservative, or wherever you have placed standards in your life, there's going to be a battle at the place you put the standard. So if you compromise the Word, you're still going to have a battle at that place of compromise, because the devil's going to want a little bit more. So then you say, Lord, I want the post put in where you want him from your Word. I want the post there, and I know I'm going to have a battle there. Say, I'm tired of fighting, so I'll just move the fence. Y'all kind of laughed at me with my weeds. Why do we do that spiritually? Too many people are moving the fence thinking they won't have a battle then, because they'll just give in and move the fence a little bit. You're still going to have a battle, but you've just lost ground to the enemy. So let's not be discouraged. This is the point. Don't be discouraged this morning because you got a battle on the fence line. I wasn't riding looking for cow. I am trying to keep rabbits out too. But do you know that going along the fence line, I wasn't trying to keep the cows in. I was trying to keep the weeds out. In life, we have ungodliness all around us. And folks, we are influenceable creatures. None of us are so spiritual that we are never influenced by people, the philosophies of the world. There's a bombardment against us. There's a battle on that fence line. So then, ride the fence line. And just kind of re-examine your perspectives. Re-examine where you've taken your stand. Take a walk around and consider the fundamental truths that God has given us in His Word, and say, how am I doing there? Am I still as strong as I once was in holding to the Word, or have I gotten a little bit lax and a little casual and little maybe a little slumber, a little folding of the hands? The Lord's not here to beat us up, but He's saying, you know what? Wake up. Take a walk around the wall. Ride the fence line. Do it on your four-wheeler, horse, or walk. I don't care. You can unicycle around it. For all, it doesn't matter. Go around the fence line and examine and know there is a battle at the fence line. And all of us need to make some repairs sometimes, folks. So young people and children, don't be discouraged when it's like, well, I just failed again. No. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that there was a breach in the wall. Lord will give you the equipment to take care of it. And you don't have to have this big thing where the whole wall comes tumbling down. Take care of the breach. But it's your job and my job to ride the fence line. Well, Scripture talks about when the Word of God went forward, it said some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them out. Folks, it's good for us just to, again, examine our life and say, Lord, are there some things that have been choking out Your Word in my life? And if there is, let's get weeding. Let's get rid of them. Well, David prayed a prayer and he said, search me, O God. Search me, O God, and know my heart and try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Are we willing for the Lord to search us this morning? You know what I've discovered? When you have nothing to hide, you don't have to worry about being searched. You get stopped. Yeah, officer, you look in my trunk. Now, I know sometimes on principle you may have a little issue with that on principle, but understand my point. Spiritually, when we don't have anything to hide, it's like, Lord, search me, and if you show me something, then I gladly receive that because my heart is to please you. And folks, God will show us things sometimes. If the Lord hasn't shown you areas in your life that maybe you needed to repair something or kind of, you know, fix the wall or fix the fence, that's what ought to concern you more than anything. Because the Lord has a way of revealing, because He wants to perfect us. He wants to keep us spiritually well, folks. I don't want to see you all get sick spiritually. I don't want to be spiritually sick. I don't want to get that. So it means it's going to take some maintenance. It's going to take from time to time doing that little loop, checking the line, and asking the Lord to search us and to lead us and to guide us. And there is a scripture, and I do feel led. I felt like the Lord wanted me to read this morning. But in Ezekiel 33, it said in verse 6, He said, if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them for me. He was speaking about the ministry. And the Lord has placed the ministry on the walls of Zion to warn when they see the enemy coming. And when the ministry sounds an alarm and says, the enemy, as it were, is at work right here, it is never intended to be a discouragement. It is not intended to interfere with your personal relationship and walk with God, but it is the responsibility of the ministry to openly, publicly acknowledge the enemy is at work right here. Because the scripture says when the watchman doesn't do that, they're going to be accountable for their own soul if they lose out to the enemy. But the Lord was saying, you're also accountable as the watchman because you didn't warn them. So that puts a responsibility on the ministry. And it means then that there is also a place for all of us to not to be careful when warnings are sounded. You say, well, that's personal. Well, is it or isn't it? If the enemy is at work and the warning is sounded, rather than the scripture says, great peace have they that what? That love thy law and nothing shall offend them. So if the warning, have you ever, I hope you all have. If you haven't been a little uncomfortable sitting in this congregation, I'm not doing my job. You understand that? But I've been places and the word went forward and the Lord pricked me and was like, you know, you almost start to feel uncomfortable. Have you ever had the Word of God go forward and you felt like everybody's like, oh, that's the enemy number one, okay? Just acknowledge, just let's recognize that's the way the enemy tries to work. But when your heart is right, it's like, Lord, yeah, I'm feeling a little fidgety here. But Lord, would you help me? Because Lord, it showed me something in my life that I need to repair something. I need to mend something. So let's not take it out on the watchman, but let's acknowledge the watchman was doing his job. And then if we have a heart, a receptive heart to the Lord, we can grow and profit thereby. But ultimately, it comes down to this, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine who? Anybody remember? Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. This morning, it is the job of the watchman to sound the alarm. But it's not the job of the watchman to go home with you and be standing beside you every moment telling you, do this, don't do that, fix that, fix that, don't do that. Pretty soon you'd be relying on the person rather than on the Spirit. And pretty soon you'd be left without a relationship with God because you'd be so dependent on people. The Holy Spirit is going to be faithful to us as we open up our heart to ride the fence line and to examine our own life. Husbands, how have we been treating our wives? Wives, how have you been? Husbands, have you been loving your wives? Stephen spoke about this Wednesday. Have we been loving our wives as Christ loved the church? Sometimes the Lord may say, you know what? You need to put an extra staple on that there. You could do a little bit better right there. It's like, okay, Lord, I'll do that. Thank you. Wives, I know it makes people uncomfortable, but the Scripture says to obey your husbands in all things. Be obedient in all things. And that doesn't mean just doing. It's talking about attitude. It's talking about spirit. Is there a spirit of cooperation? A spirit of getting along? A spirit of being there to be a help me? As parents, how are we doing? Sometimes it's like, Lord, help me. I could do a little better here. Maybe I've been a little bit too short with my words. And Lord wants me to be a little bit more careful. Children, young people, ride the fence line. How have you been obedient to your parents? How's your attitudes been at home? How have you been getting along with your brothers and sisters? And ride the fence line. And don't be discouraged. Say, well, I could do better. Well, thank the Lord. That the Lord has the grace for us then to do better. But we want to examine ourselves, our attitudes, our spirits, and we'll be done here shortly. I had opportunity recently to be with another group of people, another group somewhere. And you know what's easier looking on from the outside? It was almost, and I mentioned it to my wife, you know, you can just sit back and I observe things and I like to see the underlying dynamics of what's going on in groups of people and what makes people tick. And I sat back sharing some of those observations with my wife and I thought, it's interesting to sit back and watch and you can kind of see some of their strong points and see some of the needs and stuff. I thought, what do people see when they come among us? You know, I can see some of the needs and some of the problems. Like, we're people. We're people. Lord, we want to please you. We want to serve you acceptably. But I thought how the Lord wants us individually to be able, because I know sometimes people say it's easier to see other people's problems instead of our own. And sometimes that's true. But the Lord wants us to be open to Him. That's not complicated, is it? I want to ride the fence line. And if there's some things maybe I've been a little negligent about my life, then Lord, help me this week to start doing better. And if my attitude's just been a little bit carnal, a little bit fleshly, maybe I've been a little bit too, haven't had the patience or the love or the grace, or maybe there's been some things I've started kind of listening to or just getting a little close to the world and some things that I really know it's not best for me, but I'm still saved. Lord, thank you for bringing that back to my mind. Thank you for showing me that and help me just to be extra careful. And if I need to mend some fences, Lord, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw my hands up and say I can't live for the Lord. But I just want to make the repairs because I've got a long-term plan in mind. I want to make it to heaven. Folks, God has given us some standards and principles for our protection. So let's not be afraid of him. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all manner of holy conversation and godliness? All of the things of this life, folks, are going to be burned up. And what's going to be left is your relationship with God, the attitudes, the spirit, the love, the connection that you have had between with God and with man. So let's just ride the fence line. If you don't like to ride horses, get on your four-wheeler. If you don't want that, just take a little walk. But let's just walk about our life this week. And let's listen to the Holy Spirit, because I want us to make it. And I know that we can, because of the Holy Spirit, we can all make it. So I want to be diligent then when the Lord shows me that little breach. The Lord shows me that staple that's been pulled out. On my fence at home, it is also 10 years old, 11 years old. And you know some of those fence place, some of the boards are warped and it's pulled the nails out. And it's going to have to be replaced. I don't really have it to fix it right now. And you know what? I can make it with that. But spiritually speaking, I can't afford not to fix the places in my life through time, just kind of wearing of life sometimes. The Lord says, Michael, you need some renewal right here. I can't afford not to fix it, folks, because I want to make it. So let's be diligent.